Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back to celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti. LearningCenter.net is his website. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Arki talking about trust. His book, Built on Trust, is the Bible on the subject. You've got to have it, folks. If you're in business, you got to have Arki's book, Built on Trust. Arki, we're talking about the imperative of trust, and you're helping us link it to our operations. And as we went to the break, we were talking about the millennials, the younger generations, and I said it's a little ironic that they're probably the most predisposed generation to trust and values. They're unpretentious. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised, even though they drive us crazy sometimes. But I love them. But the irony is, as predisposed as they are to ethical behavior and trust, they probably have the least grounding in it, and maybe the least appreciation for it. Not that they don't want it. It's just I don't think they have the grounding and the education that you and I had in it. What do you think?
Its importance, yes. I will say this. I often work with millennials. Most of my work is with senior people and then millennials as we go down through the organization. Once they see, and, you know, in our way of working, people self-discover. Right. They're never told or lectured. It's emotional, so you have to discover it yourself. The millennials, I will say this as a generality, are more grateful once they see it. They are more grateful and then less fearful in using it and passing it on than anybody I've ever worked with.
I agree that, and that's back to what I said just a minute ago, that they're predisposed to being that way.
Yes, and they will overcome fear. I've had people say, well, I don't really want to come into a session like that, you know, because they think, well, it might be encounter, it might be this, or it might be that, you know. But then once they're there and once they see, how, you know, that it's practical and it's going to work and that it's going to help them do what they are passionate about doing, they are super grateful. They pass it on like no generation of people I've ever worked with, and they use it. They use it. So you're right. They're ready for it. But I think it's more like they don't go out and seek it necessarily as much. I think that's the older generations. We have failed to maybe make that as important.
I agree. Well, it's because we don't talk about ethics. We just sort of do it. We just sort of are. And when we have been more vocal about it.
I agree. I agree. These soft things like trust and ethics, integrity, and so forth, this is where it's at. But we must teach people about its importance.
Another reason why it's important, and you brought this up earlier, the millennials are building the digital age right now. God help us if we don't find a way to build trust and ethics in our digital leverage that we're creating right now. And if we can't help them make sure that must be a component of the digital age that they're developing, then, as I say, God help us.
Yes, encourage people to look up from their work, which is very detailed, very technical. Look up from their work and see the perspective, see where it all fits in. Once you make that encouragement, these people are fabulous. I hate to generalize, but it's really true. They are fabulous. They're grateful. They use it. They take it. They pass it on. So it's up to senior management, as far as I'm concerned, to help people look up from this detailed technical work and see the importance that it has, the ramifications that it has, the importance that ethics plays and that earned trust plays in the world. This makes them world players,
right,
not technicians.
Well, and whereas in the past we could be so almost subliminal about ethics, about trust, in the digital age we can't afford that, can we?
That's right. It's too fast. It's too fast, yeah. And it's too widespread. One button everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
I hate to say crisis, because people think of what, but in the way we're using it, we're at that turning point.
I agree 100%. Archie, I got to wrap it up. LearningCenter.net, folks. Built on Trust is the book. Archie, great job today as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
Dr. Archie Chankute, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Archie joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.